Now, I want to give you a word from Jesus. Don't doubt downstream what God showed you upstream. For that to make any sense in your life, you will need to spend more time upstream this week. Because if you're not getting it from God, you will be stepping into situations you're not ready for. The better I am when I get to the brink of the Jordan is the more time I spent in his presence and staying in touch with him. Hey, I need time with God upstream. In business terms, the term upstream doesn't have anything to do with rivers. In business terms, upstream is where the product is created and made and manufactured. Downstream refers to all of the activities around marketing and selling the product. Why do we live in a world where people spend so much more time downstream marketing who they are than upstream with God so he can show you who you are in the light of who he is and what he has for your life? So you're never going to be able to do the thing that you would do if you don't know that you, and you will not know that you if all you do is spend time broadcasting. Those downstream distractions, do you know what they are in your life? Those downstream doubts. Disappointment can put you in a place where downstream, oh, now I'm here, now I'm at this moment, I cannot appropriately embrace or seize this moment because now I know God did some wonderful things back there. I believe God is doing some wonderful things, but like John the Baptist, you find yourself in a downstream situation, and even the one who heralded Jesus Christ began to ask, are you really him? That means downstream distractions. You have to really be careful, especially if you are one of the people that God said I'd be speaking to, that you are stepping into a season of your life where you are becoming the true version of yourself and you are willing to let some things die now that you used to cling to. If that is you, and if you are walking through something in your life and 20 miles away is an issue, a situation that you can't even really talk about or figure out, if that's you, you have got to spend more time upstream. There are so many Bibles on your phone right now. It's not even funny. For free in the App Store, put in Bible. I don't like to read. Hit the little speaker. It'll read to you. I don't want to listen to a man read to me. They got a woman, too. I found one yesterday was talking in a Scottish accent. I bought it. Tell me you can't spend time upstream. You better make that car a church. So when you get there, I said, when you get there, you got to be ready for what God is going to do downstream. And you got to believe that God built a dam where you came from. And he said, your past will I remember no more. Now walk into it, flow into it, speak into it, pray into it, serve into it, step into it. Because he's up to something. I saw your Nikes, and I wanted to tell you, step into it. Now, step into it again. Somebody made those Nikes. That was upstream. Somebody else sold them. That was downstream. But when the product is good enough, the sales can be whatever they need to be. Because if the product is good enough, God said in this season, I'm building your character. I'm getting you ready for some things. People aren't going to call you as much. That's all right. Don't worry about the downstream. I'm the God of the upstream. And when it's time, it's time. And when it's right, it's right. And when it's mine, it's mine. And he can use me how he wants. Because he's up to something. About 20 miles away. I was writing songs with Brandon Lake this week. Y'all love Brandon? I told him to come to church. He said he had to keep his kids because I wanted to tell y'all what he told me. He said, Pastor, we've written so many times together, and we wrote some this week that I can't wait to share with you too. And we've written with Chris and others and Boom and all my people, and we're sitting around. He said, I never told you this, but I want to tell you today. Did you know that about 12 years ago, I emailed Elevation and said, can I come learn something about songwriting? And they said, no, we don't offer that. And he told me the name of the staff member, and the staff member isn't here anymore. And that's a good thing too, because they did a lot of bad things. They were a downstream staff member. Let me tell you, right out to the Dead Sea. They were a Dead Sea staff member is what they were. He said, I'm gonna help y'all. He said, 12 years ago. Now, when I thought about that, I said, that's crazy. Cause now here we are eating sausage. And we wrote three songs together over the last 2 days. And we wrote Graves in the Gardens and My Testimony. And me and you and Chris wrote Rattle. And we did all this stuff. And isn't that crazy that you were living in Mount Pleasant while I was living in Monk's Corner? How far is Mount Pleasant? Actually, it's about 38, but for the sake of the illustration, let's call it 20. 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 Did you ever read your Bible to see how far was the Jordan River, the place they crossed that we know about, from the place where God did the miracle? It's 20 miles. Did you ever read your Bible that the Bible says when Jesus left Nazareth to go live in Capernaum, how far was the place where he went to live and do his miracles from the place where he was raised? 20 miles. When he got to Galilee for his ministry, Matthew quotes the prophet Isaiah in Matthew chapter 4. Y'all got 5 minutes for me to tie this up? Come on, if you got 5 minutes, I'm gonna make it worth your time. Because the Bible says in Matthew chapter 4, somebody shout, God is up to something. Prophesy to your neighbor. God is up to something. 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 Put it in the chat. God is up to something. Upstream. Can't see it. Can't prove it. Don't need to. I know him. I see the problem. Heaven has the plan. God is up to something in my life. I emailed and they said no. 12 years later, here we are writing music gonna touch the world because God is up to something. Now the Bible says in Matthew chapter 4, when Jesus, give me my verse, y'all. God is up to something. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he withdrew to Galilee, verse 13. Leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, 20 miles away, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, places like Monk's Corner that we don't know, but God did. And watch what God was doing to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah. Some of the things that you are going through right now are not about you. They are to fulfill God's purpose. Don't be selfish. Don't be myopic. Don't get buried in self-pity. That's exactly what the devil wants, to get you downstream. Let him deal with that. You walk toward it. Let him deal with your enemies. Let him deal with the people who talk bad about you. Let him deal with their ignorance. Let him straighten it out. Let him deal with the things you can't deal with as you do the things he's called you to do. I feel like I'm preaching right to somebody's dry riverbed today. God is up to something upstream. It started in Adam. It moved through Joshua. And here's Jesus going to Galilee to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah. Land of Zebulun, verse 15 now, and land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. You recognize the Jordan? Galilee of the Gentiles, the people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death. Somebody has been living in the land of the shadow of death. But watch this. It's not death. It's just a shadow. Because the light is coming. Because God is getting the light ready. And it will shine. And it will dawn. And it will break forth. A light has dawned in Galilee. And I believe that God, while Jesus was 12 years old,
working under his father who was a carpenter in Nazareth, was getting ready for what he would do 20 miles away. When he came to Galilee, the first time, as I mentioned, he turned water into wine at Cana. And then he went back. He went back to Cana. And I could tell you what Jesus told John the Baptist when he had downstream doubts. He said, hey, the blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear. Go back and tell John the good news is preached to the poor and chains are being broken. Go tell John, blessed is he who doesn't fall away downstream and holds to what God spoke upstream. He doesn't say those words, but that was the spirit of the message. And you know what? Of all those miracles Jesus did that we know about, so many of them happened in Galilee, but one the Holy Spirit led me to for you before we close this service. And I don't know if you're 20 miles away or 2,000 miles away. I don't know where this word's going to reach you, but I believe that it has. I believe that it is. I believe that right now God is up to something in your life. It's upstream. Some of the things that he is blocking in your life are for your blessing. Will you trust him with the 20? Will you not stress for this next 2 weeks while you wait for the results? While you wait for the MRI appointment, will you just put that in his hands? Because where you see a problem, heaven has a plan. You can't see it, you're not supposed to. You can't know it, you have to believe it by faith. Drive into situations that you don't know how to deal with. But 20 miles away, God was getting a light ready for Galilee in Nazareth. And then the Bible says in John chapter 4, and this was the very last scripture that he showed me for our sermon today. It says that after he left Samaria, y'all remember when he met the woman at the well? Samaritan woman? Yeah, my favorite story. Right after that, he stayed 2 days in Samaria. He left, verse 43, for Galilee. Now, Jesus himself had pointed out that a prophet has no honor in his own country. And when he arrived in Galilee, feel the pregnancy and the potency in that sentence. When he arrived in Galilee, the upstream prophet Isaiah said, a great light is going to dawn on the people in darkness, and now it's happening. It's happening. It's happening now. That's why God sent this word to you today. It's happening now in your life. It's happening now. It's of generational consequence, and he's doing it now. And when he got to Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him. They'd seen all he'd done in Jerusalem at the Passover festival, for they'd also been there. Once more, he visited Cana in Galilee, where he had turned the water into wine. And there was a certain royal official whose son lay sick at Capernaum. When the man heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and begged him to come and heal his son who was close to death. I can't do anything about that. I can't heal him. I can't buy it. I can't do it. I need you to help me with this. Jesus said, unless you people see signs and wonders, you'll never believe. And the royal official said, sir, come down. I need you to come. Come to Capernaum. Leave Cana. Come with me to Capernaum. And Jesus says something that's very prophetic for this moment in your life. Verse 50. Go, your son will live. The second part of that depends on the first part of that. Walk toward it. And watch what he did. And this is what you must do with the situations in your life that are beyond your control, that you don't understand, that you can't figure out. The man took Jesus at his word and departed. Now watch this. While he was still on the way, his servants met him with the news that his boy was living. And when he inquired as to the time when his son got better, they said, yesterday at 1:00 p.m. And when they said 1:00 p.m, the father realized this was the exact time at which Jesus had said to him, give me a wide shot, your son will live as he's walking back to Capernaum from Cana. As he's walking, they interrupt him, said, he's better. We came all this way to tell you he's better. When did it happen? It happened at 1 p.m. He said that's the exact time, and he trusted Jesus. But I want to suggest to you that the most significant thing about this text isn't the time it happened at. It was how far they traveled. For Cana is 20 miles from Capernaum. And that means that the words from Jesus reached all the way back to that sick boy and didn't even need the dad to make the journey. You are not even going to have to do everything you think you're going to have to do. God's just going to do one of these. Watch this. 20-mile turnarounds. 20-mile. I declare a 20-mile turnaround. Depression, let the daughter go. Addiction, let the son go. I call you forth. I call light to your situation. I call strength to your ankles. I call joy to your spirit. To every barren womb, I prophesy a new song. He did it 20 miles away. And you think he can do it for you? He can do it for you. He will do it for you. He has done it for you. The God who fights your battles stands at your Adam and tells the waters, be still. Here comes my child. Now give him that situation. Give him that praise. Give him the praise that you would give him if you believed he was able to do. If you believe there are more with us than with them.
Hey, thanks for stopping by my YouTube channel. I hope you were blessed today. If you were, share this with somebody. Like and subscribe and leave me a comment. Let me know where you're watching from, what we can pray for you about. Hope to see you back here again really soon.